ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. This is your boy, Logan. So today we are going to be talking about the Spider-Man 2 gameplay deep dive that Insomniac Games did the other day. And of course, I've been listening to people that have gotten their hands early, gotten their hands on Spider-Man 2 early, and discussing about, like, the new gameplay mechanics, the story, and whatnot. So without further ado, let's get into it. So, one of the biggest things I think that I can say from watching the deep dive about the game and stuff is how in-depth the systems are in this game. So, obviously, we know that they've added web wings, and we know that, obviously, there's going to be more swinging animations, but on top of that, the amount of side activities there are, and they differ between Miles and Peter, to the combo takedowns, to having a skill tree dedicated to the symbiote suit, I think is very interesting. We also got closer looks at Kraven and the Lizard, which I think is absolutely awesome and fantastic. I love the Lizard's design, especially. I know it's not exactly comic accurate and cartoon accurate, but I still enjoy the design that they took in making the Lizard as big as he is. I think it's just an interesting take. I think the last time I saw something like that was in Spider-Man 3, the game, way back on the PS2. But I'm just happy that we got the Lizard back, especially in this world. They also showed off Mysterio, which I think is also very interesting as well. So Mysterio is confirmed for this game. And then on top of all that, there are, I think they said something like over 60 suits or something like that for the Spider-Men. So I'd assume it's like 30 in one and, you know, 30 for the other. And then they also have their own paint alterations. So there's basically 4 paint alterations or custom colors for each suit, which brings that into like the 200s or so. So there's a lot of combinations you can do with the suits for sure in this game. However, when I play, I don't think I'm gonna really do the color variations. I'm just not a big fan of it. I'll probably just use the suits as they are. We also got to see the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3 suit, and one of the people that I was watching saying that the classic Venom suit is also in the movie as well. So that's pretty cool. I'm hoping the No Way Home Final Swing suit's in there, because I want to use that suit so fucking bad. But we'll just have to wait and see, once the game comes out, what's in there and what isn't. So those are some of the things I picked up on, you know, for the basic, you know, overview or things that I noticed out of the corner of my eye. I also really liked Spider-Man's Iron Spider arms in at least this version of the Iron Spider arms. And apparently they can shoot webs too, which is interesting. I think obviously it was shown in a finisher, but I still think that that's a pretty cool detail. We also got to see Peter Parker's rage ability as well. So essentially after you build up your rage meter, you can unleash it and it's like one hit on all of your enemies, and the suit even changes, and the, you know, spider logo changes on the middle when Peter goes into this rage mode. And then obviously you have Miles and his new bioelectric powers, so like the blue lightning, and he also still has the normal Venom strikes as per usual, but he also has the new bioelectric powers, which I think is going to be a very interesting twist on things. Then there, like I was saying earlier, there are tag team combos where both of you can do a, like, finisher move, but both of them are doing the finisher rather than just one. So that's pretty cool too. Obviously, there's the two new island sections of the map being Brooklyn and Queens. So we can see Midtown High, Brooklyn Visions Academy, and stuff like that. So that's really cool that they're building out the world and even making the open world bigger. But something I noticed as well, if you look at the world of the normal Manhattan Island as well, the detail in this game is incredible. And not to mention, they've added locations in this game. There's more feast shelters than there were previously in the last game and stuff. It just looks so much better and more alive. I am really blown away at how well this game looks. Like, it absolutely blows me away. I'm just flabbergasted at how beautiful this game looks. There's also two modes in the game in terms of, like, how you want to play it. Because, like, in the older Spider-Man games, You had like your performance mode, you had like your ray trace mode, and then I think there was a third mode. There is no longer a mode without ray tracing, so no matter what mode you play in Spider-Man 2, it will be ray tracing on all the time, which makes sense because it's on the PS5 hardware. So, not a huge shocker there. But yeah, that's kind of like the major things that they, explained is coming to the game. I'm really, excited to play this game. I already told you guys, I think a while ago, that I'll be buying a PS5 around the time that Spider-Man 2 comes out. I don't see the point in buying a PS5 right now, well before Spider-Man 2 comes out, because it's just gonna sit and collect dust. So I wasn't gonna buy it anytime till around when it releases. But I'm fucking excited, dude. Like, you guys got no idea how much I've been waiting for this game to come out. Like, I enjoyed Spider-Man 2018. I enjoyed Spider-Man Miles Morales. I actually replayed them over the summer, both of them, and I fucking loved it. It was so fun. Miles Morales is a lot shorter than I remembered it being, but I mean, granted, it was kind of like a DLC, if you will, to the first game in terms of like how long it takes to beat it. But I'm super excited to see where they go with this. Maybe, hopefully, we'll get to see Daredevil or some other Avengers or some other superhero in the game. I think that'd be really cool. But we'll obviously have to wait and see what happens. But I gotta say, knowing that, the black suit is also gonna have different versions that you can use, I think is awesome. Now, I'm not a big fan of the Sam Raimi black Spider-Man suit. I never have been. But the fact that they give you an option to use the classic black suit, the classic Sam Raimi black suit, I don't know why I called it classic. Just forget I even said that. And of course the Insomniac version and stuff. I think it's cool that they give you the option to choose which black suit you want to use. Now, if they could add like texturing on the original black suit, I think that that would be cool, but I don't know if they're gonna do that or not. I'm probably just gonna use the default black suit because I do like the look of the Insomniac black suit. I really do. And yeah, I'm super excited for this game, and I think with all these details coming out, there's nothing about it that makes me super worried. Everybody's saying that it plays well, that it's smooth, at least the people that have played the game early. And that's all I really care about, And that's kind of the major thing about, any video game nowadays is does it play well? Are the servers good and stuff, right? And obviously, this is a story game, so, you're not so worried about servers and stuff like that. But even with Starfield, right? Starfield plays very, very well. Granted, it's a 30 frames per second game, but Starfield is another game that came out recently that I absolutely love. And I gotta say, with gaming right now, at least for the single player experience, I have yet to play a game that has disappointed me. It's all the multiplayer games, right? Any sports game out there, any fucking, Call of Duty or something. Like, these games have been very disappointing. I haven't pre-ordered or bought Modern Warfare 3 yet. I don't think I'm gonna really do anything with Modern Warfare 3 till gameplay comes out and people play it and talk about it. It's just, I don't see the point in spending money on Modern Warfare 3, right now, because I don't play Modern Warfare 2 that much. I hop on once in a while to play League play with my friends and stuff, but I'm not even good at League play anymore because I just don't play the game anymore. But yeah, I mean, Spider-Man 2 is shaping up to be pretty fucking good. And obviously, to have any video game nowadays, be decent, I think is a hard thing to come by. At least it feels like it's a very hard thing to come by, which is a sad statement because I think video games should not be something you are desperately trying to find something that works or that is good. So I'm just happy to know that, things are looking up in gaming for the moment. But yeah, that's all I have to say, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all enjoyed. This is probably the first positive piece of Marvel news I've had in a long time, but granted, it is from the gaming side of things. But yeah, so I will make sure to give you guys a review of Spider-Man 2 once I play the game and complete the game and its story. So if the game releases around October 20th, I would expect a review within the month of November at some point. Because I don't know exactly when I'm going to be buying my PS5. that's kind of the thing that's up in the air at the moment, because I mean that's a $500 purchase, so it's gonna be a big one. So I hope you guys can, understand if it's not right away, but I will get to it. I promise you guys that. I plan on using some of my college rebate money to get the PS5, just simply because that would be the, best way to go about it. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed, and I will catch you all in the next one.